13 Days of Halloween is from Grim and Mild, Blumhouse, and iHeart3D Audio. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
Where are we going?
Just ahead here.
The abandoned factory?
It's not abandoned. I have friends here, one of whom is retiring. I wanted to wish him well before he went. This was once the crown jewel of our town. The family who ran it, the Warrens, came over with Rupert Inverness. It was on their ships that we sailed. James Early Warren was a very wealthy man, a man of industry. If Inverness was the political backbone of this town, then Warren's money was the marrow that kept those bones healthy. He was cruel and terrible. He left the old country not as a religious pilgrim, but as a man escaping crimes against his employees. He converted on the ship over at the behest of Inverness. He was never a believer in the Father. He only believed in money. To money, he prayed, and I believe that the Father allowed that as a necessary evil. You cannot build a cathedral without funds, after all. Come. Careful. Watch your step now.
Ah, shit! Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Mother, how are you?
Fine, Jimmy. Just fine.
You can't be here.
Schmitty, let him be. Hey there. Out of towner, huh? Don't get too many of your sort passing through. Nice to have you. Where are my manners? I'm Jimmy. It's old Grumpy Schmidt. Welcome to Warren Seacrafts. You're in luck. You've come on a historic day. We're just about ready to close up shop for good. It's my last day. I'm retiring. Here, let me give you a tour. We were just routing out the holes for this last batch of 16-footers. Here, look. We machine this high-quality aluminum. I know some shops use fancy computers for this, but Boss Man's got us doing it the old-fashioned way, with wooden molds. I believe Schmidt made this one. You want to talk old-fashioned?
If you want to talk old-fashioned, you come to the right place. Jimmy, could you get started reinforcing the bows?
Sure thing.
You'll have to pardon my colleague. He's a little excitable. We don't get a lot of visitors here. Jimmy and I are the only two workers left. My family started this business about, I think it'll be about 150 years ago. Yeah. Charles Smith Warren V. That's me. In its heyday, this was one of a yard full of factories. We employed most of the men in town. And none of these little aluminum jumbos, no. Sailing ships. We made fishing boats and beautiful cutters and sloops, and you could see our sails all throughout the bay and out to the horizon. But folks don't go in the water anymore.
Sometimes I'd wish you'd look at the bright side. Retirement. And I need your hands getting the gunnels in place. Boss Man wants this wrapped up before supper time. Up! Down! Release!
There is no boss man, like Jimmy says. I've been keeping this place running for the last 20 years. Who can remember? But a couple times a day, Jimmy climbs the stairs over there to those old offices, saying he's gotta check in with the boss man. I've been up there. It's just empty rooms. No one's up there. Jimmy, he comes off happy-go-lucky, but he's not all there anymore. Sometimes I wonder if I'd still be here if I wasn't keeping him around. Like I was saying, folks don't get in the water. Back when I was just a young man, just starting out learning the family trade, my granddad would host these big boat races. Hundreds of ships would line up to sail out of the bay, out around the island, and on back. One year, tide started shifting. Something about the water here was different. The race, it started like normal, but the folks, it was like they lost control. Like everyone forgot how to sail, or maybe it was the currents. I remember standing on the roof of this building watching boat after boat after boat sail straight to that island. Just ran into the rocky shore. You'd hear the screams carrying across the water. Been going under. Experienced sailors swimming for safety. Only to get run over by the next ship as it ran aground. By the time anyone was able to get a rescue ship launched, the whole island had a wreath of destruction around it. Things were just never the same after that. Folks started avoiding the water. The new currents made fishing here real hard. And then they started not making it back. We'd see some beached on the island. But most just disappeared. Granddad was losing his shirt trying to keep this place open. So, as a publicity stunt, he and my dad made this big show out of taking one of their finest sailboats out. They had the papers and the town come out to see him off, and they did the old race route into the bay, to open water, around the back of the, you know. I saw him off. I tried telling my dad not to go, but he told me something I'd never forget. He said, Charles, someone has to take on all this fear everyone has. Someone has to carry it for them so they can be a little less afraid. He said he and Granddad were going to do that. And then he was off. They were gone for 3 days, like they just vanished. When they finally drifted back into the bay, their sails were just torn to shreds. And the rescue team, they wouldn't even send a rowboat out to get them. They were so scared. They stood out on the shore and waited until the boat ran aground. Granddad was gone. My dad couldn't remember nothing. Nothing, you understand? He didn't know his own name. I looked him in his eyes when they pulled him off that wreck, and he looked right through me like I was a stranger. My own father. I think you should get out of here.
Oh, hey, you leaving so soon? Don't let Schmitty scare you off. Today's a great day. Here, why don't you come upstairs? Meet the boss man.
Jim, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, nonsense. Come on. Schmitty can be a pill, but he means well. He's closest thing I've got to family left around here, and me, I think we're all about the other one's got, if I'm being honest. Schmitty, you scared me. How'd you get...
It's time to go, Jim.
Schmitty, I don't understand. Is this your funny way of seeing me off on my last day?
Jim... You've been saying it's your last day. Every day. For the last 20 years.
Charles. What are you talking about?
You can't leave, Jim. The debt is not yet paid.
No. Don't make me go. Schmitty, please. Please don't do this. I'm begging you. Please. Where are we going?
Wait, Schmitty, what are you doing to me? We're like family. Please don't do this. Come on. We're like family. Please don't do this to me. How long have we known each other for? Don't make me go. Schmitty, please. Please don't do this. How can you do this to me?
Jimmy?
Please don't.
Jimmy!
Someone's got to carry this weight.
Schmitty, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Schmitty, please. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
See you around.
Schmitty, please. I'm sorry.
Dad.
I'm sorry. Please. Please. Schmitty, please. I'm sorry.
What will happen to him?
Only the father knows. Everything returns to him.
Yes, but...
We all have our part to play in the father's story, my dear. It's not our place to question, but to act accordingly. Bad things happen to those who do not play their part, to people who fight the order, who do not pay their debts. And the Warren family's debt was long, long overdue. He was a good man. Maybe the only good man in his life. Come, one last stop before the gathering. One last invitation to extend.
Where are we going?
We're going to the lighthouse. To see my father.
Tomorrow on 13 Days of Halloween, The Lighthouse.
I remember thinking, that first poor fellow who washed up was lucky to be alive. We looked a mess. That man was a priest of sorts. Man of God! His collar was still affixed to his shirt, but everything else was all shredded and threadbare, beyond his clothes even. Serrated flesh wounds, bones broken in all kinds of unnatural ways. But more striking was the state of his skin. Couldn't put my finger on it, but it seemed to just hang there.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, The Factory, starring Kathy Najimy, Bethany Ann Lind, Pierce Lackey, and Freddie Boyd. Written by Mike Johns, with additional material by Nicholas Stokowski. Sound design and mixing by Rima Ilkayali. Engineering by Violet Furton, Dubway Studios, New York. Casting by Jessica Luza. Created by Matt Frederick and Alex Williams, with executive producer Aaron Mankey. A production of iHeartRadio, Grim and Mild, and Blumhouse Television.